Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, in the junkies world, whether it's the four junkies or the boys behind the glass,
Yes,
there are some lovers of golf and live golf. And this came up this week with a lot of these players saying that fans are losing interest because of the whole Live versus PGA Tour, and the PGA Tour events don't have some of these top players, and nobody's watching Live. Like, they've kind of been forgotten, maybe not by the diehard Live followers, but nobody's really seeing what's happening with Brooks Koepka or Phil Mickelson on the regular.
Right. Until they come here to play the majors.
McIlroy was weighing in. I guess the ratings are down 20% overall.
And PGA Tour, yeah. They're down everywhere, and they never have gotten ratings on Live.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, part of it is just that none of these guys are Tiger. And that Tiger really almost single-handedly moved the needle. So part of it is certainly that the talent is dispersed. There's no question about that. There's so many, you know, Valdez thinks it's a lot of it has to do with technology, and I think that there's some truth to that.
But some of these Live guys now are talking about that they got to get back together with the PGA, which I guess is inevitable,
well,
right?
I think they've always said that. Always said that we're going to find a way to make it all work. I actually think that the Live guys have no interest in going back to the PGA Tour because they're loving life.
Right, yeah. They're getting paid more.
They don't have to go play in the small tournaments.
No cuts. But if it folded, then maybe they would change their opinion.
They only play 3 days, right?
Right.
Yeah. They haven't expanded it to four?
No.
DeChambeau said, the fans are what drive this sport. If we don't have fans, we don't have golf. We're not up here entertaining. That's the most important thing as of right now. There's got to be a way to come together, and it needs to happen fast.
Well, fact that Monahan went out there and got $3 billion to prevent some of these other guys from leaving was a huge, huge get.
It stopped the bleeding for now. It stopped the bleeding for now.
$1.5 billion of that's going to the players
Where
in tears.
Where did he get the huge cash infusion from?
There's a lot of different investors.
Private equity.
Yes, a lot of different guys.
There was a whole group that bought in.
If that didn't happen, you probably would have seen more guys jet over to Live.
But I actually like both. I like both, and I'm trying to find Live more, to be honest with you. In fact, this morning I was already looking for it, but they don't tee off until like 1 something. In Miami, especially with Anthony Kim. Anthony Kim, as Jason has said, may not move the needle for Cakes and JP and the average sports fan.
No, I think Anthony Kim is more interesting than Cam Smith.
Okay, I think that's true. I think that's true.
And Cam Smith has won a major.
Cam Smith is a far greater player right now. But
I don't know. I mean, ever since he's been on Live, I haven't heard of anything about Cam Smith.
No, that's fair.
No, but he's a better player.
Yeah, he's a better player.
That's not even close.
Those guys, they didn't just go to Live and then suck. They're still great players. You know what was amazing? Did you see this, Valdez?
But are they practicing as much? Like, this I don't know.
I'm going to give you a great example
like,
of that.
Like, is Dustin Johnson, who went to Live, is he still at the top of his game?
I don't think he's at the
Probably
top of his
not.
Game, but he's on the downside of his career. But this is a great answer to this. So, and this went viral the other day. I don't know if Jason saw it, but I bet you Valdez did. Mickelson was at the range. I don't know where. If it was in Florida or it was in San Diego, wherever he lives. In the pouring rain.
Really?
And they have video of him all day grinding. And they said this was literally like imagine like one of our worst days, like on Saturday, whatever. It was one of those days.
And
he had his rain gear on.
Right.
He was hitting balls. He said he was hitting balls for like 3 hours at the range. Then he did short game work, and then he did putting, and he just spent the whole day. And they were like, unbelievable work ethic for a guy who's 54, you know, playing on live.
And
like
he's G'd up.
Yeah.
He's got so much money.
Hundreds of millions, and he literally wasted a day in the pouring. It wasn't a wait, but I mean, you know what I mean? It was like an awful day.
Let's see how
They all do that.
Let's see how these guys play next week, because next week matters.
How many of the live guys are playing in the Masters?
Handful?
There's like 12 or 13. Yeah. There's a decent amount. They just did a photo of all the guys that are playing in the Masters. And here's the thing.
Oh, yeah. I saw that photo. I was trying to figure out who some of those guys were.
Live guys have been competing very, very well in the majors.
I mean, Brooks Koepka is going to care next week. John Rahm is going to care.
Yeah. And I think
Phil Mickelson is going to care.
I believe it or not, I think we all know this is like being competitors. They actually, even though the public may not care, they actually care about their teammate, and they don't want to let their team guys down.
Yeah, I don't understand this. They don't care.
Well, like, I guess the idea is I don't have to work as hard because I'm going to get guaranteed money. But I think the counter to that is I don't want Brooks Koepka making fun of me like he did Matthew Wolf. You know, like if I don't perform, you know what I mean? Like I think these guys, the team aspect is a motivator. Plus, they're just driven competitors. You know.
By the way, I can't remember the last time there was such a big gap in the Masters odds from the favorite to the second guy.
So is it Scheffler and
Scheffler
is
like 4 or 5 to 1, and then Rory's 10, 11 to 1.
The Rory's laughable.
And Rory hasn't played well this year.
Yeah, I mean
he's had a terrible year.
Well, it's not just Rory. Brandel Chamblee did a whole thing about the top players in the OWGR.
Yeah, they're not playing well.
They're not playing well this year.
You're right.
Cantlay is losing strokes to the field every week. Schauffele is losing strokes to the field every week. All of these top players are playing like butt.
Yep. Zal Torres hasn't played that well.
And then I think Chamblee was asking you, who do you think is going to win the Masters? And he said if Scotty can putt, he'll win by 8 strokes. If Scotty can't putt, he'll win by 4 strokes. If Scotty loses his putter, he'll win by 1 stroke.
Yeah. I mean,
far and away Scotty's tournament to lose.
He's clearly the favorite, yeah.
Because all of these top players are just awful this year.
Yeah, but, you know, in a given week, who knows who gets hot and who plays well. And I wouldn't count out a guy like John Rahm, who's the 13-1.
I would never count him out. And, he's more likely to win than Rory.
And he cares.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, so he's going to be right. It's going to be interesting next week.
So I have the live picture that you're talking about of the guys, the Masters. Yeah. It looks like there's 13 of them.
I think I can name most of them. Maybe 10 of them.
I can recognize most of them. I'm a casual golf fan. Who's this donk, Jace? Jason's going to know who
he is.
He's
definitely going to know.
There's one guy that I didn't know in there. The tall guy in the back.
Yes,
well, the tall guy in the back.
I didn't know who that was. Short knocker over here?
That's Hatton.
Hatton.
I knew everyone but the tall guy in the back. To be honest with you,
he won the Masters. He's the Brit who won the Masters. I don't know, 10 years ago.
Oh, Willett?
No, not Danny Willett.
And then this guy,
Schwartzel.
I know
that's Neiman.
Okay, Neiman, and then
Schwartzel. I'm sorry, Schwartzel.
Schwartzel.
That's South Africa.
That's South Africa.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy up in the upper left, I have no idea who that guy is.
I didn't know who that guy was either, to be honest with you. Valdez probably knows him. Valdez
or upper right, sorry.
Upper right. Is that Thomas Peters?
Might be.
JP's not going to know.
Yeah, it might be. It's a tall guy.
Yeah, that's the tall.
Yeah, it might be. Anyway, Valdez, I don't think we've talked about this.
I think there's still a lot of validity for a casual golf fan. Like, I'll watch the Masters. I'm interested in the majors, okay? I'm not going to watch the Texas Open, which I think is happening this
weekend?
Yeah,
you're not going to watch that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's always been something that's just like golf guys.
Oh, it's a signature event.
I haven't. I have no idea if Patrick Reed is good anymore or Bubba Watson.
Bubba, no, Watson, not so much. Bubba's been hurt and stuff.
Was it last Masters, Patrick Reed was...
He was in the mix.
The Liv guys have destroyed the notion already, in my opinion, that they're going to go to Liv and be irrelevant. In the majors, because they've competed, they've won majors. I think that narrative is shot. Now, maybe 5 years from now, that'll be proven otherwise.
But outside of the majors, some of these guys, you're not hearing about any of their golf performances.
But also, you're not hearing the article is basically saying you're not hearing about the PGA as well, because the ratings for the PGA are down substantially.
And I argue it doesn't,
but maybe if you put them all back together, you would.
Peter Maldonado wins when all these other guys win.
Last week when Jaeger, you know, obviously Scheffler has a 9-footer to force a playoff, and he probably beats him
in
a playoff.
And he also missed the 1-footer the day before.
Missed the 1-footer. But I thought the fact that Jaeger won that, I thought that was a great story.
It is a great story, but they weren't paying that much attention to him.
But casual golf fans, the JPs and the Cakes, well, Cakes not even casual, but JP doesn't care about that.
Yeah, it does nothing. Yeah. But also there's a fatigue factor about the whole drama between LIV versus PGA Tour that people are kind of...
They're sick of that, too.
They're kind of just sick of it. But I think
the ultimate thing is, it's not that there's two tour. It's that there's no Tiger. And Tiger single-handedly moved the needle for 30 years. And it's never been less Tiger.
You got to get used to it. There's no more Tiger anymore.
Right. Remember how much he moved the needle.
Yes, so huge.
It's kind of like he's the Caitlin Clark of the PGA Tour.
Think about this. Golf has never been more popular in terms of playing.
Yeah, I could have asked JP for one of his hookups. I can't get a tee time.
The number of people playing golf today, I guess post-COVID and just in 2024, has never been higher. So how does that correlate to people not watching golf on TV? It doesn't make sense.
Right.
So everyone's trying to figure out, well, if golf's never been more popular in terms of playing, why is no one watching? And it's a lot of those factors. There's no big guy like Tiger to watch. You have these lesser guys winning tournaments. You have fatigue from a PGA LIV fiasco and the negotiations going on with that. All of that wrapped up is why.
I think a lot of people are going to watch the Masters, though.
I think so.
It's a one-off.
It's a standalone.
It's the LSU Iowa.
But it's not going to do earth-shattering ratings unless Tiger's in the mix.
Or Phil, or somebody like that. Praying Tiger makes the weekend.
Now, the good news is they always have elite names because that's all who's in the damn thing.
Well, not if that guy who's standing in the right
tall guy,
upper
Thomas
right.
Peters is winning, it ain't going to be good.
That's going to be a problem for the next.
But if it's a runaway.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Well, if it's a Tiger runaway, it'd be good.
Well,
I know that we've ruled
chances.
That out. Yeah. I know we're ruling that out.
I just
want
to make the cut.
Me too. That's all I ever want.
I also have a theory that if Tiger wins the Masters, men everywhere are going to stop having sex.
Well, that's one I know is wrong. That's one of your worst theories. I rejected that immediately yesterday when you threw that
out of hand.
Right. But Chambly's right. I mean, about the guys who are not playing well on the PGA Tour. If you look at the, you know, top 20 guys on the PGA Tour that are in the Masters, they're just not playing great golf. Rory's not playing well. Spieth isn't playing well. Zalatoris has been Hovland not playing well.
Cantlay's not playing well. Dude, all these guys are losing strokes to the field. They're losing strokes to numbers.
Yeah, my only theory is, and
Hideki's playing pretty well.
My only theory
is
that these guys make so much money now that there is a little bit of leakage in probably work ethic.
Need to
They're
let
so
you know,
loaded.
Your triumphant Old Glory DC rugby side returns to the home pitch this Saturday as they welcome in RFC Los Angeles to the Maryland Soccerplex. Feel the adrenaline as Old Glory ups the flags and pounds the pitch, bringing heart-stopping moments and the unbeatable spirit of Major League Rugby. Just minutes from D.C., it's football without the stopping and soccer without the flopping. And tickets start at just $20. Old Glory D.C. is raising the bar, so get ready to raise your voice this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Maryland Soccerplex. Score your tickets now at oldglorydc.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.